Well, Bob, I think one thing is for corn in particular, we've seen exports, you know, really drop off. With the concerns about the short crop and with the prices the way they were, you know, your foreign customers that rely on U.S. agriculture went elsewhere. They went to our competitors, and that's something that's really concerning us. So one thing that we've been doing, you know, consistently over the past 6 months and will continue to do is customer service, because customers internationally are asking questions about U.S. agriculture. They want to make sure that they're there for them.
Are we putting our own supply at risk by being a reliable supplier to the foreign market?
I don't think so, because, you know, I believe that we will get back to trend yields. You know, we will produce again. And our board of directors has always told us as an organization, you know, start to have programs in place, because piles will return. It's just, you know, the cyclical nature of agriculture. The productive capacity of the American farmer is excellent. We just know that, you know, these current short supply times will not last. So we're preparing, you know, to tap into that massive growth that's going on right now overseas in terms of the, you know, expansion of consumer buying power and, you know, food consumption, you know, things like that. Really growing strongly, and we want to be there for that.
A year ago, we saw a panic in the international grain markets when Russia cut off wheat exports and a couple of other countries followed suit in panic buying and so on. Why did that not occur with corn and soybeans this year?
Yeah, it's interesting, because I think one thing it was is that our competitors were in good position to rush right in. And there's some other things that we're looking at in terms of how quickly they're rushing is, and why they were in terms of their competitiveness versus our competitiveness. So there was a big imbalance, and, you know, the drought concerns happened just right when South America was coming off with an excellent crop. And so, again, it was timely marketing. They got in there, took advantage of those markets. And so customers bought early because they were worried about U.S. supply. And, you know, right now you're seeing a little bit of lag in export sales, mainly because so many customers had bought early. So, you know, panic buying, no, but the early buying, yes. And I think as we start to see, you know, what weather's looking like, will be looking like over the next couple of months, I think you'll see the more normal pattern. But you'll see customers ready to pounce in, like just a couple of days ago, Japan and China bounced in, you know, immediately when the prices started to drop a little bit. That's the kind of market you're seeing from the international.
One thing that came up in your panel this morning, and that was discussion about the Mississippi River, the lock and dam system, and the lack of action. How big of a detriment is this becoming to U.S. exports?
Yeah, it's a tough thing, Bob, because, you know, we want to, you know, our U.S. competitiveness has always relied upon, you know, being able to give customers what they want in whatever quantity they want, whenever they want it. And, you know, that was always the hallmark of our selling. And with the slowdown in the shipments off the Gulf, we were worried about that. And so I think, you know, we would like to see, you know, attention paid to, you know, infrastructure in general. Surely in the Mississippi River Basin, absolutely top priority. But also in terms of, you know, where we can actually, you know, move grain in other places, in other forms that can help, you know, tap into this diversifying, expanding market. We may be exporting more corn in things like containers or smaller ships, or with the advent of the Panama Canal, we might be seeing more exports coming off of export origination points. I think we need to see, you know, the Gulf maintain its power as an export, you know, origination point. That's what we've always been selling.
How frustrating is this in Washington right now? We didn't get a farm bill through. It was brought up again today about Secretary Vilsack's comment that the U.S. agriculture is getting, rural America is getting less and less relevant in the discussion in Washington.
Yeah, I think it's a thing that you have to stay involved. And one of the things that I keep hearing in D.C. is that from congressional representatives is, well, hey, we're not hearing from farmers. We're not hearing from farmers on the farm bill. I mean, you know, this sort of cynical attitude that, you know, crop insurance took care of the drought, and so everyone is, you know, happy out in the Midwest and other places. We're not hearing from farmers. Well, you know, for like the U.S. Grains Council, one of the very key components of the farm bill was funding for the export market promotion programs that the council taps into, the Foreign Market Development Program, FMD, Market Access Program, MAP. You know, we're out there, you know, we cannot lobby, so we're out there, you know, sort of saying as loudly as we can, these are the kind of programs that are representing you, you know, American farmers all around the world, and they are at risk. And so farmers need to, it was mentioned here this morning, you know, drop off that 1 to 2 sentence note to their representative below to let them know this is important, because the wonks in Washington, the staffers in Washington are saying, You know, representatives are simply not hearing from farmers.
And you said once a week.
Once a week, that'd be great. You know, you know, fabulous. You know, it'd be fabulous just to let them know it's important to maintain our competitiveness as a country, our vitality as a U.S. agriculture. You know, reach out and let them know that.
What's funding for the export programs renewed or extended with the extension of the Farm Bill program?
Bob, it was reauthorized and it was extended, and that was really great news, but it's not so great news in that there's a lot of what I call budget gymnastics that has to take place from the Farm Bill being reauthorized through, you know, the process of apportionment, it's called, from the Office of Management and Budget, OMB. That has to take place. I mean, we're still about another 3 to 4 weeks away from actually seeing these programs, you know, ramp back up again. Foreign Agriculture Service has been great to work with in terms of making, you know, helping us through, you know, these you know, vagaries of administrative process steps that have to take place. They've been fantastic with that, but we're still, you know, it's not, you know, next day we have it. You know, we're going to be, you know, hopefully gearing up very strongly in March and April and throughout the rest of the year.
How difficult is it to plan ahead? I mean, these are long-term plans that you do when building an export market when you don't know what the next Farm Bill is going to contain.
Well, we're in fiscal year 13. Our fiscal year 13 marketing plans have not yet been approved by the Foreign Agricultural Service. Actually, right now, we're writing our fiscal year 14 marketing plans because the Foreign Agricultural Service has said, yes, please go ahead and continue writing them. We want to, you know, we think these programs are going to be there. There's strong support for export market promotion. So we haven't got approval for 13, we're writing 14, and yet, you know, we still have the sequestration cuts to worry about coming up at the beginning of March. We have the continuing resolution cuts that might happen towards the middle of March. We have, you know, the debt ceiling debate in May. That could affect us. And then we have the Farm Bill discussions that are going on right now. So
a lot of variables.
Yeah, a lot of variables. And so it makes it almost impossible to plan effectively. But we have to keep doing what we're doing. Plan for the worst, hope for the best, and, you know, make sure we are planning. That's what our board has always wanted us to do, and that's what we will do.